Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
EG Sites here.
Francisco Landin.
We're Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're a movie podcast counting down the biggest hit movies of the 1980s one by one.
Not today, though. Today, we're fixing movies from the 80s.
We're fixing one of the horror classics.
The Shining.
The Shining. Jack Nicholson.
Shelley Duvall. Yeah. That fucking little boy. I don't remember. And Hotel. Big Giant Hotel.
Big Giant Hotel. That's, you know what? That's boring. Yeah. Who hangs out in an empty hotel?
It's old.
It's old. It's a hotel. No, you know where I spend my time? My house.
So you want to just do The Shining at your house?
Yeah, please. I would like a live theater experience in my house with Jack Nicholson.
So not Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall.
They just show up.
And Scatman Crothers.
They just roll up. Kubrick's there. He's like, hey, I'm here. I'm going to like be just ignore me. I'm in the back. I mean, you're not going to be able to ignore me because I'm very in your face with my personal like style. Yeah. But ignore me.
He's not actively directing. He just every now and then he has like conversations with Jack Nicholson about his character.
Right, exactly. Over in the corner off or something. To the side. Yeah. But meanwhile, it's just Jack Nicholson like walking into my fucking office, pushing me out of the way and typing on my typewriter.
Yeah. All the Jack, no play.
I'm like, that's paper is not free. That's you're wasting trees as well.
You don't know how hard it is to get those ink spools now.
Yeah, exactly. Typewriters are hard to come by.
Yeah.
And he will not acknowledge me though, because I'm just a spectator in this show, right?
Every now and then, like the bathroom door opens, blood everywhere,
just blood pouring out. I'm like, who cleans that?
Yeah, though? Yeah.
I guess I clean that. Am I cleaning that?
Scrubbing for 14 hours.
And then there's just like creepy kids walking around, and I'm like, I mean, what do my neighbors think? Like, I got two little girls walking around here. That doesn't look good.
No.
That's not a good look. I don't have children.
You're just a guy in a house.
Yeah. I'm a single guy in a house. I can't be having two little children walking around.
Every now and then, like, you get fooled. Like, every single time you get fooled by the hot chick in the bathroom.
Oh, you know I'm going to get fooled every single time.
This time, she's not going to turn into a decrepit old lady.
This time, I'm going to have sex with a hot lady. And then every fucking time,
old disgusting hag.
Yeah.
And it keeps happening like every night.
Every fucking night.
And then he's just like smashing through your fucking doors. With
every
an
door.
Axe.
Now that I think about it, I don't want this live theater experience so much anymore.
It's
like
smashing up your place.
He's really putting a number on my place.
He drinks a lot too. Like, he
drank all of my alcohol.
Yeah. There's ghosts everywhere.
And that the fucking kid is just like telepathically talking to people.
The Scatman Crothers?
Yeah.
Who just shows up like late at night because he only shows up at the end.
And he's just like, hey, I'm here. Cut grass, I guess? What do I do? I don't know.
It's just, no, it's snow everywhere. Now it's fucking freezing in your place.
Yeah, well, that's true. They probably cranked up my AC bills off the charts now.
Yeah, now because
I don't know I'm going to pay for that.
They're freezing the place up for their fucking characters.
Up there. Exactly.
For him to freeze to death at the end. Every night. He just do the whole thing every day.
So they do it every day, the same. Like, it's just on repeat.
Well, you're trying to get ready for
work.
Can
they not go to another house? Nope. This is not a traveling show. This is just in my house now.
It's goddamn terrifying is what it
it's
is.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want a true haunting horror experience, I guess, have Jack Nicholson hang out in your house.
Yeah, have a super hyped up 80s Jack Nicholson.
Just high on cocaine and...
Yeah, he's probably having sex with the old hag because he doesn't care.
Oh, no. He walks in there.
He's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. It's like, I'm on enough coke right now that doesn't even matter.
Fucking a jar of mayonnaise. Yeah. I don't care.
Like, you walk into your room and he's just banging her in there.
Yeah. Just, oh, my God.
God, there's fucking seaweed everywhere. I don't know what she was covered in. It was just like weird
just gross
moss.
I don't know.
The shit's everywhere now. Now it's not even the movie anymore.
It's Jack Nicholson never happened in the movie.
Fucking an old hag.
Yeah. It's like, I can't be on all the time. I gotta.
this is my me break. Time. This is Jack's
There's union
time.
Rules. gotta have a lunch break in here. You know what I eat?
We all know what he eats.
This sounds horrifying, which, you know, in Kubrick's defense.
The point of The Shining
is to scare you. So, and I'm very scared right now.
Yeah.
Imagining Jack Nicholson and an old hag.
Having sex all over your apartment.
Just destroying my bed. Plus all of that blood from the, it's just all mixed in there. Ugh.
Kids everywhere. No. Scatman Crothers.
Yeah, now those little girls are going to get covered in blood. They're going to run out. My neighbors are going to see them.
No, that Shelley Duvall scream.
Yeah.
Just over and over again.
Over and over.
Ah. Axe holes in your fucking
having
doors.
Shelley Duvall around.
Having one insane, crazy Shelley Duvall around. talks about still seeing dead people and shit. Nope. Sounds very scary.
Sounds very scary, but it also sounds like the perfect horror movie.
We fixed it.
We fixed it. If you like this, check us out. It's Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're everywhere. We're on Podomatic. We're on iTunes. We're on Google. We're on Spotify. Listen to our show.
We love you.